The hedgehog snapped at a passing wasp and caught it in his mouth. He chewed on it as he spoke.
Tcha! Not like a good crunchy wasp, excepting for a big fat bee, of course. Come on then, you two, full of spriggot.
They ran after him, wailing and yelling in pain, with the wasp still in hot pursuit. Spriggot stopped at the edge of a small woodland tarn. Pointing to the little lake, he urged them into the water and plucked two hollow reeds.
Never seen nothing like it in me born days. Critters afeard of wasps. Come on, cullies, in you go. Best duck under and breathe through these reeds. Hurry now!
Grabbing a reed apiece, the two young ones hurled themselves into the water. Submerging themselves totally, they fixed the reeds in their mouths and sucked greedily for air. Spriggot carried on dining off wasps. Impervious to stings, he ate the buzzing insects by the pawful, only stopping now and then to winkle out wings that were caught between his teeth.
Come to Spriggot, me crunchy little beauties. There's plenty of room for you all in me good old tummy.
From beneath the clear waters of the small, sunlit pool, Samkin and Arula watched the hedgehog gorging himself on wasps until the buzzing hordes thinned out and flew off back to their damaged nest. When the wasps had gone, Spriggot hauled the young ones dripping from the pool. They looked a sorry sight, soaked and covered in lumps.
Well, curl me sprites, look at you two. I wouldn't give a mouldy acorn for the pair of you. See this bank mud? Well, if you plaster it all over yourselves, it'll stop the stinging.
Rolling over in the sticky black mud, they coated themselves with it. Strangely enough, it relieved the stings immediately. Looking like two mud dollies, they introduced themselves, telling the hedgehog of their quest. He nodded knowingly.
I seen that daft stoat earlier, limping and hobbling along and talking to himself like a worried wart. No mind. Old Spriggot'll put you back on his trail. Least a body could do for bringing me such a good dinner of wasps.
There was a slight buzzing noise from the hedgehog's stomach. He gave it a sharp pat, and it stopped.
Excuse me. Now, if you two will take a tip from Spriggot, you'll sit there a while and let that mud dry hard. Then it'll peel off and take all the stings with it.
Samkin and Arula sat in an open patch of sunlight. As the mud dried, they watched the strange hedgehog taking wasps one by one from his catching net and scrunching them down as if he were at a banquet. A blow from a spear butt laid Dingai flat. Half stunned, he looked up. Death brushed the fox, and his six tracker rats held him pinned to the ground with the points of their spears. The fox kicked the sword from his nerveless paws, and Dingai whimpered with fright. There was neither pity or mercy in the cold eyes of the trackers and their leader.
Where's Thura? Tell me and I'll make your dying easy.
The fox's tone was harsh and commanding.
Thura's dead. He died of the sickness. I saw it myself, sir. Oh, you ain't going to kill me, are you?
Farrago has a long paw.
Deathbrush sneered as he kicked the quivering stoat.
You thought you'd escaped us, didn't you? Poor fool.
Dingai moaned as a spear point prodded his injured paw.
I was going back to Farrago, sir. On me oath I was. See that sword? I was bringing it to him as a gift, on me honour.
Deathbrush picked up the sword, admiring its cold, lethal beauty.
Honour? Don't talk to me of honour, Dingai. Me and my trackers have wasted nearly a full season searching for you and your macker. No beast escapes Farrago the assassin. You should know that by now. Guess what he told me to do when I caught up with you.
Dingai gulped. His throat had gone dry, and he could scarce get the words out.
Probably said to fetch me back.
The fox smiled mirthlessly at his trembling victim.
Wrong, Dingai. He said to fetch your head back on a spear point.
The sword swung once, its blade flashing in the sunlight. Deathbrush wiped the blade on Dingai's carcass.
Leave him. One head's no good without the other. I think Lord Farrago will be happy to receive this sword as a gift from an old departed friend. Come on. It's a long and hard trek back to the assassin's camp.
This ends Disc 4.